took a look at all the legs again. I'll tell you what, Cass City has more legs to put on the field out there, but I think we're going to see an excellent football game. Because USA has a 2-0 lead, they feel like they're in the catbird seat, but we'll find out as they go up against Cass City Redhawks.
Cass City Redhawks currently 1-0 in the league, technically in first place, but a half game back, and overall they are 1-2. So, I'm quite excited for tonight's matchup, GTC West. In the press box here, overlooking, and I have some nice clouds looking across. The lights are on already as the sun is going down. Fall starts in just a couple days here.
Right, and it's cool, and it's a nice night for football. Come on out, bring your blanket, and wrap around out here and watch a football game within 10 miles of our boys. And the fish dinner is still going probably, too.
I imagine so. The fish tastes great. It sounds great right now, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. My stomach's just a-growling.
No kidding. Well, anyway, USA onto the field now. Number 72, the big man doing the kicking duties for USA, Brendan Ballard.
And Cassidy won the toss, so they elected to receive here to start the first half out. So they want to get the ball and go right at him, and that's what USA did last week against the Lakers. So we'll see if that formula works for the Redhawks.
One thing that always scares me about USA is if you look across the field there's only three men on the sidelines in pads.
And the Clark, I mentioned the band's even bigger than Cass City Redhawks.
Well, it doesn't help the band has 50 in it.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, you missed a nice little presentation, the way they went out and got into their positions. That was cool to watch. You had to be here to see it.
That's
so
right.
Enjoy it.
So right now, let's go through some starting lineups for USA first. The quarterback, number 10, JBG. Running back, number 16, McKay Jones. Tight end, number 22, Ryan Nitz. The other running back, number 25, Tim Zub. The other running back in the wing T formation is number 28, Brandon Harper, who ran for a little under 200 yards last week and had three scores. At center, number 52, Josh Collins. At tackle, number 57, Christian Mascaro. Number 59, the guard, Mike Bednarski. Number 61, guard, Joe Lutz. And the tackles, number 72, Brendan Ballard, and also the kicker, and the tight end, number 88, Dan Rick. On the Cass City side, the quarterback, number 3, Ethan Nickel. The fullback, number 7, Nick Cappen. Number 25, the halfback, Josh Jensen. Number 26, the halfback, Brandon Perzanowski. The tackle, number 50, Zach Dietering. The center, number 52, Kelby Roll. At guard, number 60, Kurt Reif. The guard, number 65, Jacob Berry. The other tackle, number 77, Andy Cake. And another tight end, number 85, Morgan Erla. And the other tight end, number 89, Corey Haney. Cass City is coached by Ed Stoutenberg, and USA coached by Jason Beagle.
And we're all set for this game to begin, our venue, Cass City. And no rain in sight.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter for us anyway.
No.
Or those folks at the fish dinner. Right now, number 72, Brendan Ballard, ready to kick it off, and he does. Onside kick style, gets to about the 43-yard line in Cass City territory. Looks like Cass City covered that one up before USA, the Patriots, could get on top of that one.
77, Andy Cake made the recover for Cass City Redhawks. Because, again, I think he tried to kick it deep, and he whiffed on it, Clark.
Well, that's up for debate. Right now, First and 10 for Cass City Redhawks on their own 43-yard line. First and 10, Cass City in the maroon, top to bottom. Helmets, pants, jerseys, everything with white lettering. On their own 43-yard line, wing T, Nickel under center. Nickel hands it off to number 25. Knee down about a yard beyond the line of scrimmage, number 25, Josh Jensen doing the duties. Josh Jensen last week had 200 yards in six touchdowns against Bad Axe.
Well, I'll tell you, McKay Jones made the stick for USA, went to his knees, a small defensive end by defensive end standards, and he picked up just a yard on it.
About a yard and a half there, so brings out second and a long eight for the Cass City Redhawks in the wing tee going left to right across your radio. Nickel hands it off to number 26, moves it around the left side, moves ahead maybe 2 yards, number 26, Brandon Perzanowski.
Number 22, Ryan Nitz, made the hit for the Patriots, so it's going to bring up a third and long here, Clark.
Third and 7 at the 45-yard line.
You think they'll go to the air in this one?
That's a good question. I don't have much of a scouting report on Cass City yet.
We're going to find out what they do, if they like to go through the air or stay on the ground and try to do something.
10:55 remains in the first quarter. 0-0 Cass City taking on USA Patriots in Cass City. Nickel under center. Nickel hands it off to his first man, the fullback. Moves ahead about 5 yards, just short of the first down marker, number 25. Excuse me. That's not the fullback. That's Josh Jensen.
Tripped up first by Brandon Harper, and then finally brought down by, I believe it was number 88, Dan Rick.
So, 2 yards short of the first down.
And they're on their 50-yard line, Clark.
Well, whose 50-yard line is it?
Hey, you flip a coin. You're not going to get me on that one. But the question is, do you go for it or do you punt it?
It appears that Cass City is going for it, but USA looks like they're ready for anything. And Cass City comes out in the wing tee. 4th and 2 on the 50-yard line. 10:05 to go. Nickel under center. Nickel hands it off to one of his
first down.
First down and then some. About 15-yard gain there. All the way down to about the 37-yard line in the USA territory. That is number 7.
Dan
Nick Kappen
made the hit for USA, and it was a quick trap in the inside. And I'll tell you what, it just popped open real quick.
The fullback, Nick Kappen, with a 13-yard gain there. First down and then some. Taking him all the way down to USA territory now at the 37-yard line with just under 10 minutes to go in the first. 0-0, USA at Cass City. Nickel under center, wing tee. And the flags flying all over the place. USA tried to draw him off on the false start, but then we'll see who it could have been.
I think
offside.
USA jumped because the whole team moved for USA on defense. But they can move, but they can't touch the neutral zone.
That's
which
right.
They did.
So they stepped into the trenches there, and it's an offside, bringing up first down, a 5-yard penalty against USA. So a shortened field once again, 1st and 5 for Cass City. Now on to USA's 32-yard line.
So that tells me the USA defensive front listen to the cadence of the quarterback.
Very well trained. Nickel under center. Wing tee still for Cass City. Looks to his left. Hands it off to Jensen. Gets caught up right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard there.
Number 57 making the hit. Christian Mascaro for USA. It'll bring up 2nd and 4.
So Cass City has 5 plays into the books already for 22 yards. A 13-yard gain by Nick Kappen on a 4th and 2, keeping this drive alive. 9:17 remain in the first quarter.
And they're doing the right thing. You notice they're not running that Ballard.
No, they are not.
The big fella from USA, they're staying away from him.
Ballard on the left side of the defensive line, ready to pounce. Nickel under center, hands it off to number 25, Jensen. Bounces off a tackler, another tackler, and it takes 3 to bring him down right by the first down marker, all the way down to about the 25-yard line. He has it by about 3 yards.
I can't believe it. They ran right at Ballard this time, and they stood him up. And after the tight end and tackle got him to stand up, they sealed him off on the inside and were able to get around that right side on their offense.
Josh Jensen there with a 7-yard gain. He has 15 yards on 4 carries already. 1st and 10 for Cass City on the USA 25-yard line. So Cass City coming out strong. USA, not many answers yet. Nickel under center, hands it off to number 26 around the left side. He has room to run, gets to about the line of scrimmage, pushes off a tackler, and gets about 3, maybe 4 yards there. And the clock continues to roll down. Number 26, Brandon.
And Brandon made the hit for the USA Patriots as he tried to juke him a little bit, and I mean by faking, and couldn't get away. He brought him down after a 2-yard gain.
Actually, a 3-yard gain brings up 2nd and 7. On to the 22-yard line in USA territory. 8:22 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. USA at Cass City. Nickel under center. Wing T formation for Cass City. Hands it off to his fullback, number 7. Nick Kappen, he moves ahead for about 3 more yards, bringing up 3rd down.
Number 16 got a hold of him on the bottom there. McKay Jones for USA Patriots.
3rd and 4. Hey. 2-yard gain there, 3rd and 5 for the Cass City Redhawks. Very critical play here for USA Patriots.
Well, I think Cass City, if they don't, they'll go for it on 4th down also, Clark.
Well, if they go for it on the 50-yard line, I presume they'd go for it down in territory.
You got it.
Because now they are in red zone territory.
We have no score, 7:37 to go in this first quarter.
Nickel going to pass. Keeps right down, right into the arms of USA at the 2-yard line.